Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Summer Roots. What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chewy New Podcast. We are in a new little location, that I like to say. You don't see Chewy yet. I don't put the camera on that. But, yeah, we got this ugly thing in the podcast. He's here with us today. Ugh, oh, my God. Look at that thing. I'll sacrifice.
Look at me.
Thank God I got you off of there. But anyways, and today, Quez Black was roaming around Weslaco. And
he came across
somebody. Hey, John. Oh my gosh, WC in the house. Look at that right there, man. Got him on. Our first guest in what might be the new studio for the Chewy New Podcast. Might. I'm gonna use the word might.
So it's a little testing ground.
It's a little testing ground right now. So let me just edge out here so everybody's on the platform. So we got and like Quez always on the phone, and but first things first, I want to say thank you to all our sponsors that are watching, man. I appreciate you guys, everything you guys do, man. Every single week, every single month, we try our best to promote you guys. I know we have a couple of them that actually fell out the podcast, but hey, man, it is what it is, and we just keep moving forward. So that's what it's all about. You know what I mean?
I'll
be back. All right. She's back.
Yeah,
back. Quilo, right. She left me in the morning. Ain't that right? But like I said, guys, I mean, first and foremost, like, thank you for tuning in every week like you always do, commenting, liking, sharing, slowly progressing. Now that we're in this new place, like I said, not officially yet.
We're trying it out. We're on the beautiful campus of UTRGV. Here in Weslaco, right behind City Hall, so we feel important.
Yeah, so I mean, the space that we got, we're checking out today. They lend it to us,
yes,
for today, to check out the echoes and all that good stuff. And of course, yes, I see you, Louie. Louie's already there.
Right.
I put him out there. Ready, guys? 3, 2, 1. There you go, Louie. Just for you, buddy. Thanks for all. Number one fan, dude. I think we should get Louie a t-shirt. What do you think? I think we should get Louie a t-shirt.
I think we need to block him. Like, I insist that we every week.
You're on camera. You're talking to Louie right now.
Stop. Yes or no? Okay. I don't want to know. Yeah, no.
But anyways, guys, we got a guest with us today. Let's interview this guy. It was kind of a pop-up interview.
Yeah.
Came in, and since we're testing out the new area, soon to be, hopefully, and see how that goes. WC, man, take us from the beginning, bro. Tell you who you are and where you're from.
Where you been? So, first of all, thank you again, man. Thank you for having me, man. It was like an all of a sudden thing, so.
Yeah,
I've been good, though, man. Everything's good. Shout out to everybody tuned in, first of all. Thanks to the Chewy New Podcast, my boy Quez, everybody out there tuning in. Y'all make sure y'all follow me, first of all, on all social media. I'm an artist here from the Rio Grande Valley, from Montalto, Texas. I do reggaeton, Latin, urban, international music. Been doing this for quite a while now, for a couple of years in Spanish. It's like about 2011. I actually used to have probably one of the powerhouses here in the valley in hip hop music, which is Texas Most Wanted, Tiny Town Records, and associated with my boy right here. You know, we've been brothers since that day. So, unfortunately, things happen, right? Everybody has a vision in this music stuff, and I went into Latin music, man. That's where we're at right now. Everything's really good. We've been very blessed. A lot of things going on. As far as new music, we do have a couple of singles here with DJ Kane from the Cumbia Kings. We've been working with him. As well as recently crossed over into doing a collaboration with Tejano, with my great talented friend Ruby Ann from Brownsville, Texas. Shout out Ruby and all the band out there. But yeah, man, we'll be staying on the ground on, you know, 10 toes down, and it's working.
And in so many, I mean, in years in total that you've been doing your thing, bro. I mean, I'm pretty sure you got a lot of stories through the grapevine or under the table that we won't talk about. But I mean, what
we could, which
we got a show to do. Go ahead and say that again. Go ahead and say it again.
I think we got a show to do.
But it would. I mean, so many years you've been doing. What are the ups and downs of trying to be an artist in the RGB? I mean, what is it that? What is the effort? What is the goal? The golden coin at the end of the tunnel that you want to get to? What is the aspect of it? What are you trying to fulfill? I mean, on your end.
I mean, like the music is like throughout the years it's evolved like a whole industry. Like back in the day, we used to carry with us like CDs and shit. You know, that was the way we would promote our shit. So like we would take our albums and flyers and stuff. That was the old school way of promoting. Which the main thing is, of course, to connect and network with as much people as you can and with the right people. And, you know, to get the music in the right hands of those people who can put you on. Which, you know, there's a lot of shakiness in between, you know, it's the top part of the business, though. We just got to, like I said, you know, keep a clear vision of who you want to work with. Pero, you know, as for us, you know, radio has always been like a big thing for me. Like, I wanted to get onto the radio. And of course try to get as many performances as you can, but performances that are gonna count, you know. A lot of promoters seem to, you know, wanna go on, oh, you know, this is gonna help you with promotion, you know. But you know, this music shit is a business, so we gotta make a dollar somehow, right?
Right.
Yeah, so a lot of it has to do with that, but you know, if there's gonna be a show with like 1,000 in attendance or at least a couple of hundred, you know, you're already talking a good deal. But we like when we started, it was okay. You know, we started in the backyard. Like we started block parties, shit like that, you know, with like 10, 20 people in attendance. And then we grew and, you know, we gained what we our respect, you know, to get into bigger stages and bigger events. And, but now as you know, after so many years, those shows to me, like, it's like, for exposure, you know. I'm done with that. Like, you know, life is different. Like it's it's about building like yourself, not only as an artist, but in life in general. So it's about money, man, at the end of the day, you know. So yeah, that's where we're at.
So you're trying to make like a legit career.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing with a career like that, to be living off of music. That'd be my ultimate goal. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the goal of pretty much
everybody. Yeah, but you gotta keep in mind though, like. That's the thing. A lot of artists here, like, and everybody has that dream of one day being huge, you know?
Yeah.
But the thing is that it's not gonna happen from one day to another, man. We've been in this game like for so many years, dude. So you gotta be a realist and know that you're still gonna have a job, bro. You know, you gotta because you want to invest in your craft and what you're doing. It's gonna take money, so you still gotta put in that work.
The bills don't stop, pretty much. The bills don't stop, no matter what. Uncle Sam's always looking to make an extra penny on you.
Ya llegó el income. Ya llegó el income, papá. Ya llegó el income. No, me caes de la boca. But,
and it's, I mean, a lot of artists, being a musician myself, I know the struggles of trying to get out in the big world, trying to make that step or that jump.
Yeah.
To get out there and say, oh man, this guy, I know this guy, dude, he's from so-and-so, and he's just moving up the ladder. Do you feel at times, I mean, I would hate to bring the vibe down, but do you feel at times where you're like, shit, you know what am I doing? Am I doing enough?
Yeah.
Am I good enough? Oh, ching, I feel like a Saturday Night Live. I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like me.
Damn, you're old.
Sorry. But you know what I mean? I mean, you get to the point where you're like, is it enough for me to, am I doing enough for people to hear me or see me?
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, that's what I'm referring to. Like, you get to a point in life where, and there are people be like, you know, I think it's immaturity when they tell you, like, hey, bro, you're already 35, dog. Like, you're still doing music. Like, bro, music to me is it's a passion. Like, it's never going to come. You're never going to leave it. Like, when you're doing music, like, from the heart, you know, you're never gonna leave that, like no matter how old you are, bro. You know, and a lot of that's when you know where you're at as far as an artist and how dedicated you are to the music. So it doesn't matter how fucking old you are, you're still, you're that's what you want to do. And there's not only music, there's a lot of other different, you know, careers and that people, you know, dedicate themselves to the shit. So,
well, I mean, even mainstream artists, you know, the hustle never ends.
Yeah, no,
you're always promoting, you're always touring, you're always putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
You're not out there, you're not getting heard, and you're not getting heard.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's really like, yeah, they'd be like, okay, what do I do now? But the thing is, what keeps me up, like I said, I got my daily job. I'm happy where I'm at. And it allows me to be able to invest in what I'm doing as far as videos, you know, promotion. It's always there. That's always going to back me up. So there's no like, oh, shit, if I don't make it in music, what am I going to do in my life?
You know? Right.
So
we're like, already set.
Know, yeah, we're set, you know. Yeah. So it's all about just investing and keep moving forward. Right.
And I hear what you're saying, bro. I mean, like I said, so many years being a musician, trying to get out there, trying to do my thing. And then you get to a point, you know what? I think I've done enough to get to where that's it. This is where the checkpoint in my life and my music career is going to get. That's the way I looked at it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know what? It's like, I got to a point where I said, you know what? It's time to give back. You know,
yeah.
I got so far, I might've broken a couple of doors down. I might've helped a couple people come along. That's just me talking out of my ass. But, you know, just to start something like this, what we're doing now, this podcast, yeah. Giving people like you and other artists a voice, you know, so they can come on here and talk. I mean, back in the day when I started, it was hard. It was really hard to get heard anywhere. It was in either news or television, I'm sorry, radio, what else? Radio waves, TV, even newspapers.
The opportunities that are given now, we didn't have enough.
Yeah, exactly.
We had to push for those opportunities. Yeah. So basically, I don't mean to be mean, but it seems like nowadays everybody's getting fed with a silver spoon because they don't know what really work is.
Yeah.
Well, they don't know what the hustle is anymore. Yeah.
Hey, we appreciate you guys like that. Like you guys, you know, that provide that platform for us artists, you know, because like Quest just said, right? That's like very, it was very difficult a couple of years ago to be able to do that type of shit. I think COVID really switched everything up where everybody started like providing these type of platforms, like, okay, now it's time to help these people. And you know, as an artist, I really appreciate everybody, man, you know, that doing the shit, you know, that gives that opportunity to any artist, not just myself, but all artists out there. We all need it, especially when you're really dedicated. Like it counts, man.
Angel Alvarado says, El McSweeney. Chica, who's El McSweeney, bro? Explain yourself, WC. What is the McSweeney?
Bro, you know what? Hey, shout out YKG, man. Tuned in. Thank you, bro. Saludos, carnal. I'll check you out later. That McSweeney shit, bro. That actually, man, we actually went to Houston to do a track where we were within the Texans Wanted Tiny Town Record Day. We did a track with Pyrex, bro. Pyrex from ABN, which if those two tuned in and are rap and hip hop fans, Pyrex was under ABN, which is Trade the Truth's record or label or team. And which was pretty big, you know, Angel, you know, he set up all the, he closed out all the deal, but when it was time to deposit it to him, you know, we found out his real name, and that's where McSweeney comes.
McSweeney,
Chinga. That was
yeah,
magic.
Chinga.
Yeah.
He's like, what's your name, WC? What's you? Quez, what's your name? McSweeney.
Yeah. And mind you, bro, this guy looks like a hard ass dude, bro. Like, you know, like,
the hell, man.
Yeah.
Who sponsored you, McDonald's? Well, that's cool, man. I mean, through the years, like you said, moving up through the ranks and all that good stuff, man. That's what it counts, man. When you have people that back you up, but I mean, it's awesome. It's awesome having people like that on your side, especially, you know, watching you every move, want to, you know, promote you, want to help you out, want to sponsor you.
Yeah.
I mean, has there ever been a sponsor, anybody sponsored one where you're like, damn, man, bro, these guys help me,
you know,
like
what,
in the long run, bro.
I'll tell you right now, one of my biggest sponsors, man, and, you know, I'm glad to be in this city right now, be tuned in. That's the mayor, bro, Adrian Gonzalez, man, from here, bro. That guy, man, throughout the year and a half, 2 years before, bro, he's done put in, helped a lot, helped me a lot as an artist to get where I need to. I had several trips to go out of town, and, you know, he's always there, bro, and he's always helped out. So shout out Adrian Lozada, the mayor of Westlaco, man. If you tuned in, bro, we're already here. We're locked in. We're in your city. So, saludos, bro. Blessings, man. You were the man for the plan, man.
Well, you know, we got to get him on the podcast. So, what's your street name? El Mayor. What the hell? The oldest? We got the name on, bro. Oh, my gosh. McDouble. No, that's cool, man. I mean, like I said, through years and years of blood, sweat, and tears, the hustle, trying to get out there, show your music off and everything. Do you find it you feel yourself more at ease now doing a new song and throwing it out there and say, oh, it's going to do good? Or are you still kind of shaky ground, say, man, I hope this hits. I hope it's a winner that I'm tossing out there.
So, like, I like to, like my brother-in-law said, like, every song is like you're rolling the dice, bro. Like, it's just like if it's gonna hit or not, you know. And the thing is, like, as for me, every song that I do, if I really put in the work in it, is because I like what I'm doing at that moment. So if I put out something, it's because, okay, I feel it's a banger, you know. But even like, and a lot of people get salty about it sometimes, you know, we get a hit up for features or whatever. Sometimes I don't respond, not that I don't respond, sometimes I don't complete those features because they just don't seem to fit in with what I do. And not to disrespect anybody's craft, you know, it's just that I don't like to put myself out there in that way, you know. And the thing is that, what's up, get offended, but I mean, another thing with collaborations like that too, is that for those who hit me up for features and shit, like, I have no problem doing any features. Like, all we expect on our end is to get promoted, you know. Like, don't get a track done and just have it there sitting, like, for, like, it's time in the studio, you know. And so, yeah, that's pretty much what, in reference to that, that's what I feel about that, bro.
That's good, man. I mean, to know that, like I said, I mean, people behind you 100%, that's it. Now, here's a good question for you, man. These songs that you come up with, do you write your original songs?
Yeah.
How do you, is it a past experience? Because I've heard maybe one or two songs that are like, what's going on here?
I mean, and so we're also leading to the music video that we're going to send.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to show a music video. We have WC's music video coming at the end of the podcast, so stick around so you can see it. Yeah. But name me a song that you wrote where you're like, ooh, you know, this is an iffy one, man. I shouldn't have wrote something too close to home, because people are gonna start talking. Is there an in particular song that, you know, you keep like stashing your back pocket, like, man, this is just for safekeeping, no one ever is gonna hear this, or it's gonna be a one-time flash and that's it?
How many good tracks do you have, and when are they coming out, what are they about?
Exactly.
Yeah, now, I mean, honestly, bro, like, every track that I write, I like to base it upon experiences, because I think that's what brings out the best of an artist, bro. And I'm a real, en español, yo soy bien romántico, and I me gusta mucho la música romántica. Also, like, a lot of my stuff is singing, but my shit, and, well, like, that's the thing me and Quest relate to a lot. Our shit was always a little bit of singing and a little bit of rap on the same track, and right. That just completely, like, it just stands out so much, bro. So, like, when it comes to, like, music and me writing, like, I like to go based upon experiences. Not only that, but things that people can relate to as well. Because to me, every song tells a story, and you never know, somebody could be going through the same thing, and they could relate to the track, and then you got another fan right there, you got another listener.
Right,
yeah. So,
right.
I really don't have a specific track, bro. I just put out everything. My thing's always been put out as much as material you can, be consistent, especially as that we're locals, like, and we're not signers like that. You just gotta keep putting out music, and that'll get you heard, bro.
Yeah. I hear that, and there's something I want to bring up. I'm gonna do the second half. I'm gonna bring it up right now. Your Facebook page, bro. What is up with the Miami Dolphin thing, dude? What is going on? Yeah,
Jing! Get that thing off of my goddamn screen.
What is up with the Miami Dolphin thing, bro? You know what? We're saying that, guys, thank you for watching. We are out of time. The show's over, bro. Show is over.
No, no, no pasa nada, bro. Acabo con la agua, se quema el chemical.
Talk to me, man. What is the, because I mean, you are, that I've seen on Facebook that you post a you diehard Miami Dolphin fan. What is, what, talk to me, man. What, basically, why? That's what I want to hear. Talk to me.
Well, so like, when I was younger, I'm gonna let the whole damn world know if they're for those who follow me and shit. You guys, like I used to be a Cowboys fan when I was young, bro. Like I was like when I was young, but I feel like I was sports, bro.
Yo, podcast over.
I don't know, but the thing I was hella young. But when I started actually realizing football, bro, and it was like the years of Zach Thomas, Jason Taylor, bro.
Okay.
Dan Marino. That squad just like, I'm like, you know what, these dudes, man. And ever since that, bro, I've been a huge fan, bro. And not only that, like, I'm all about, like, I like to, I like a lot of vibrant colors. So, like, the uniform, like, fuck, I was like, dude, this fuck up. Yeah, man.
That's it. That's vibrant colors. Yeah, I'll tell you that right now.
Ocean blue.
The ocean. Yeah, the very, blue, very orange, deep ocean blue.
White is orange. My truck is orange, bro.
Trabajas en el Home Depot, ¿qué, bro?
Now it's the Whataburger
too. I get it. W, and then the Chipotle Whataburger combo. No, man. I mean, I've seen your Facebook posts, and I've seen where when the Dolphins have a good game, when they don't have a good game, and I admire that. I admire people that you know they're from the state of Texas, and they follow other teams from out of the state. They're diehard fan, except for that ugly thing sitting next to you. But damn Eagles fan. Anybody else but the Eagles, bro. But I admire that, man, because it takes a lot of heart, bro. Especially when you know your team is. I mean, I have to admit, I'm blood, sweat, and tears, bro. I'm a Viking fan, and it hurts every year, bro. It hurts every year. Yeah, you see, it hurts me every year. And being you see, Chu's crying over because he's a Bears fan. But we are.
Like,
you see, but not by chance.
He's from.
I'm from Chicago.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, you're on camera now. You talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it.
But no, seriously. I mean, in all truth, this man, I admire that people that follow teams that are outside of the state of Texas. They don't even root for the Texas team, but they're outside of the state of Texas and they root for different teams.
Yeah, you know? Because Cowboys fans are delusional, bro. Yeah, I'm not a delusional person.
The cult is busting up.
Well, you know, I've had some crazy shit, bro, happen, bro. Like here in the Valley and in Corpus, the one in Corpus is crazy. I was walking the mall and I had my jersey on and some dude across, like, I met him all. It's like in the second floor, and there's like an opening that divides both sides.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This guy is like whistling, bro, from the other side, and you're like, eh. I wait for him to come over. He's like, hey, bro, you're a Miami fan, man. Like, I was like, yeah. He's like, man, bro, let me shake your hand, bro. I ain't seen one of y'all on my
I just want to tell you, you got some big, massive balls, man. Where is that here in Texas?
Sure, the world says, you know, I'm just gonna be who I am. Yo cambio mucho palo, bro, like on my Facebook. If y'all,
no way, no, no pasa nada,
but yeah, man, as far as the, you know, being a fan, bro, hey, matter of fact, we whooped the Cowboys ass, bro, December 24th. Never forget the day Christmas Eve.
Dale. Sass!
Remake on the camera to get the Dolphins out.
Yeah, oh my god. Show them what your secret tattoo is, WC. the other one. Nah, man. And you know, like I said, I admire those people that, you know, follow other teams from out of the state of Texas. That's freaking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
But as far as football is concerned, I mean, basketball wise, I haven't seen you post anything for basketball. I'm not sure if you're a basketball fan.
Yeah.
Oh, please give me a good basketball team. Don't. Well, we know why. We know why. I understand why. We know why.
Yeah.
But I mean, seriously, I mean, being an NBA fan, who do you follow the most? I mean, who is your backstory?
My favorite team was the Celtics, bro. The Pop years, that's what really drove me. Like, I love basketball, but really have not like dedicated myself to one team only. But I used to really root for the Celtics, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Guys, that was the end of our podcast for the day. screw the Celtics. I hate Boston with a passion.
Larry Bird.
Well, except for Larry Bird. Larry Bird was the man. Yeah, that's when I say, that's where I cut it. That's where I cut it. But shit, you should have just kept it to yourself, man. That's it. Here comes the hate mail. Here it comes. No, but I mean, as far as anything else, nowadays, when on your off time, what are your hobbies, man? Besides where I've seen pictures of fishing. Woo! On your podcast, what is the off time hobby, man? I mean, spending time with the family. What's the off time for you, bro?
Yeah, bro, I'm really family oriented, bro. I enjoy backyard hangout, rather than being out and about. Just recently purchased a lake home not too long ago, so I enjoy it out there, bro. I love cooking, bro. So any single women out there looking for some fucking good dinner, I got you, bro.
I think the dolphin thing killed it, buddy. Go ahead.
Oh, what was it? I'm not even gonna say that, bro. Nah, yeah, bro. But I love cooking, man. I like barbecuing, bro. Doing shrimp, all this shit. Just hanging out, man. That's really my off time. A little shopping. I like to have my drinks in the weekend and shit, bro. Just have fun, man. You know, you gotta live it every day, live it to the fullest, bro. Because tomorrow's not promised, man. So
Esteban Lopez asked him about a fishing hook that one time in the Masada.
A la madre, qué pasó, epa?
Bro, what? The steam is in the building, bro. Oh, that's crazy, bro. Yo, that's a long time ago, man. Shout out to Steve, bro. I didn't know you tuned in here right now with us. But he's actually a bit. You got a picture? I thought you said the right one, bro. If it's the right Steve, but he's part of our family, bro.
He's a Simon Limon.
Yeah, man. Yeah, fishing, bro, it's been a thing for our family since way back, bro. So yeah, we do a lot of fishing, a lot of the outdoor shit, the hunting, and even if we don't catch shit, bro, si no pescamos, pescamos nada.
Watch out, Esteban. Watch out. He doesn't want to talk about the fishing hook story. Watch out. He keeps avoiding it, bro. He keeps avoiding it.
I'm not too familiar with what happened with the damn hook, bro. We used to get,
Oh my god.
Hey, shout out Steve Banshee. Dog,
you
tuned in. I can't believe that, man.
Yeah, everybody has a funny fishing story growing up, man. And you see, I wasn't gonna say anything. I wasn't gonna say anything, man. Yes, I was. Yes, I was. I was gonna say that. I gotta know. You know, I'll let my little brother tell you the story, buddy. Go ahead. You say it so well, little brother. Go ahead, Quest.
Brent Garza says his cooking skills are getting better. He's almost ready to take the training.
Hey, shout out, Frank, man. That's not fun, bro.
Go ahead, Quest. Tell the story of great Uncle Joe. A good Uncle Joe story.
Bro, he's the one that brought me up with fishing. He took me for the first time, bro, and didn't know how to cast or anything. Taught me if I could do it the right way, just waiting, nothing was biting until one, like, hour later, fucking thing started fucking biting me. Fuck! I fucking catch it, bro. And I'm like, the fish is like this, bro.
Show the camera.
Show the camera.
A little bit smaller, bro. Come on. A little bit more.
Check the fuck out. Really, bro, it was my first fish, bro.
Your brother is like,
Mark,
oh,
my God. Oh,
okay.
And I go, oh, what's the deal? Look what I caught. He looked at it.
You hooked through. Quez got back hose off. What happened, man? Joe threw away my first fish. Hey, man, thank you guys for tuning in, man. Oh, my God.
Hey, Luis Alviso, what's up, brother? God bless you. I'm glad you had a perfect recovery. Get better, brother.
There you go. There you go, man. Guys, we are going to take a quick commercial, a quick commercial break, pay some bills, say thank you to all our sponsors. We will be right back. Stay tuned because we still got a lot more with WC here, man. Here we go. And we're back, guys. Big shout out to all our sponsors, bro. Without you guys, this wouldn't be possible.
Keeping the lights
on in another area that we might come to. Yeah. But I mean, we got Quest stepped out because he had to go to the little girl's room. But we're here still with WC, man.
So,
I mean, well, now that Quest is out of the room, it's something I want to ask you, bro. I mean, through the years, I know you know Quest when y'all first started your career.
Yeah.
Right. You were up and about pretty much almost gigging everywhere. I remember back in the day he was out and about everywhere, man. You guys were gigging left and right. I mean, pretty much up and down the valley. But anything you can tell us about my little brother? I mean, from the back in the day when y'all did your... Oh, wait, he's back.
He's back. Shit.
We disregard that question? No. No, I mean... I mean, on both of you guys being on the road, being in the same group for a while, I think it was like about what? How long was the group for? A couple of years? I mean, gigging and all that stuff. I mean, as far as like a group thing, I mean, all of y'all being in one group, is it a lot easier being in a, I don't know what the correct word is, but in a group itself of quite a few guys or being a singles artist? I mean, which do you find more difficult?
I don't know what we're going to do this, but anyway, the thing is, I guess it has the advantage and disadvantage in both ways, because difficult being solo, it would be, okay, let me say as a group, the thing is that everybody has a different vision, right? Yeah. So we have to somehow come into an agreement with shit that, Where everybody is on the same page, right?
Yeah.
And that's what makes it a little difficult when you're in a group, because not only one can be running the show. You know, if something's gonna happen, it has to be done, and everybody on the same page. Now, when you're solo, the difficult part about it is that now you're alone. So now it's like the decisions are easier because it's on you.
Okay.
But second, it like as far as the grind work and stuff, it, rather than when it was a group team, like a teamwork. Now it's you're on your own, so
the pros and cons.
Yeah, it does, bro.
Like pros, like for real, like you just gotta write one verse and you're good.
You're talking about like the actual work. Right. Yeah,
you got a song, okay?
I mean,
it's badass to have people around, especially when you're on stage, because you get more momentum. And it's
that's true. Man.
It's like a lot of memories, bro, and freaking badass, bro.
And that's the thing, like we're like living proof, bro, that whenever if you have a group and shit doesn't just sometimes it don't function anymore, you gotta hate each other, dog. Hey, bro, for life, man. You know, shit happens.
I'm gonna be blunt as fuck. Like brothers tend to fight, we bump heads, bro, but at the end of the day we're still cool, bro.
Yeah, man. You know what I mean? What it's about, bro. And it's all work, bro. Music is work.
It's good that you haven't let your ego get, you know, that tends to like break up, you know, collaborations.
Yeah.
The most is like when someone has an ego and, you know, just doesn't want to work because their vision.
Because when him and YKG started doing Spanish, I mean, I can't do Spanish, bro. They're like, you can't. I can't.
You were right, man.
I'm fucking confident, bro.
Yes, yes.
Because we did a song called "Sigue la Fiesta," and I do.
Hey,
I can't sing in Spanish, bro. Like, hey, you can't look, see, and then him like, you look, see these words, bro. bailando. Yeah. I was like, okay, man. I still didn't like it, but I mean, everybody else did.
Yeah, bro. That's no fact.
Like, started going further with the music, and like, I was just being truthful to myself. Like, this is not my path. Like, I gotta let them be and go on my own. But I mean, yeah, there's people. I'm gonna be real. There's people that were around back then saying, "Hey, they did this. They did this song without you. What are you gonna do?"
Yeah.
Bro, let them be. They're doing their shit. I'm doing my shit.
Yeah.
Do I have beef? No, I don't. I'm just doing beef.
Yeah,
they're doing it.
Yeah.
That was it. And my phone fucking died.
So it just runs like that. I mean, as far as like group sessions, sitting down, writing material. I mean, do you?
I'm just saying, just one verse and we're good.
Órale! That's all you're saying? That's all I'm going to say.
I mean, we would write down our verses. Hey,
we're studio rats, bro. We're students of like Wayne Sunrise, bro. We would really put in that work. And we were ready to roll. Like, we were sometimes booked Thursday through Saturday. We're just out over the place, man. We're popping, bro. That was a great time.
That is good. There was good chemistry too, bro. Like, when you know there's good chemistry, like, you get very creative when you come up with music. Yeah. And that's another thing, like, as a solo artist too, like, it's hard when you're alone trying to create your music, and sometimes you get writer's block. But when you have that other person, like, hey, okay, what do you think about this? Oh, shit. And then the writer's block gets taken off and you start writing more. Like, it's pros and cons to it, bro.
Yeah.
You know?
What were you gonna say?
No, I was just gonna say, because I was wondering about that, because like we had alluded to before, this music video that we're gonna sample later with Ruby, like, tell us about that, like, what kind of artist she is.
Oh yeah, like the song we do with Ruby, shout out to them actually. So I did a song with DJ King, right? And then I asked her. She was getting things going. She had dropped the song called Idol Mio, and I asked her, "Hey, do me a video inviting the world or the public to share my video, right?" She's like, "Okay, yeah, but do me the same favor and do one for my song." I like, "Okay, which one?" So I hadn't heard it yet, and when I heard it, I was like, I completely forgot about doing her invitation video. I hit her up. I'm like, "Yo, like, have you thought about doing a remix to this track?" She's like, "Not a lot." She's like, "I can hear something here, dude. Like, what's up?" And she's like, "I mean, let's see what you can do, right?" So that's what worked out that track, man. And I sent her back what I had. It was just like right there, one of those things that it was just there, just laid it out. And they loved it, bro. And it became like a really, really highlighted song last year, and it's still popping right now. It's played on the clubs. Though we've gotten several nominations on different award shows and stuff.
Oh.
The only thing is we haven't hit the top five, but we've been on the ballot through several award shows with that song.
I'd just be happy to be wrong.
Yeah, definitely, like that. Just being there, you know, seeing yourself there. So it was a great crossover, bro. Like I said, this song y'all gonna see if y'all haven't heard it or seen the video, but it's a cumbia, it's
a dangerous song, bro.
It's dangerous.
It's a dangerous video. They take it. They go to the extreme.
Yeah.
You know, let's see, man.
I was gonna say it, but
well, say it.
Is it visual friendly?
No, it's
that's what I want. Is it visual friendly?
Because you know around Quadrant, right?
Yeah.
Right. You know certain spots. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm at the steakhouse and I'm watching the video, and I'm like looking at. I was like, "Hey, bro, how did?" Hey, ain't that the fucking island where all the fucking gators are? Like, yeah. I'm like, you're fucking telling me you fuckers went to that island?
You went to Barbie Island, bro?
Yeah, we so this place where...
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, dude, that's how I was looking at the video, like, how the fuck did you do it? Yeah. They're like,
shit, man.
I was that?
it's a giant turd, baby. Just keep dancing.
We didn't think about that until like later on, bro. We're like, yo, that's literally where the fucking gators hang out.
Wow.
This place is like where if you know the island on the bay side where the convention center is at,
yeah,
there's like sand and it's like really, really shallow water. And there's like a little island, like a couple of feet away.
Yep.
And we walked and we did the whole shot there, like for Ruby there. And then we walked back out, and I realized, I'm like, yo, that's where So yeah, man.
I was just in shock. Y'all went there. Like,
yeah, Faces of Death Part 4.
Sonic Lakes are dying. We did a music
video.
Damn,
they're crazy, dude.
God damn. Now, as far as like music videos, who's your videographer, man? Who does all the video work for you?
Well, right now, bro, that video in the specific was from Ryan Bassan. He's from San Antonio, really, really known video director, bro. He's actually an award winner for videos, bro. He works with like the biggest artists in Tejano. So he did that one. But we also work with Valdemar Garcia, and recently Quest and QB Media. He's done a couple of video clips for me también. So. Hey, we're just working, man. You know, everybody want to, you know, help us out and put out some content, bro. That's what we're about.
Everybody wins. Everybody wins.
Yeah.
There you go, man. There you go.
That's the baddest music going out there. So, yeah.
For sure. We'll put it out.
And congratulations on the nominations.
That's how badass. Yeah. Bro, I'm happy just with, you know, seeing, like I said, to me.
You too.
You tell me congratulations.
It's implied.
It's in the package. It's in the package, Chris. Just let it go.
Wait.
Hold on, whatever. I want to get this pipe. Go ahead.
Moving on. congratulations, that's like a badass. That's a badass. Jump up. Hopefully, you know that.
Like I said, everybody wins, dude. Like, he gets his promo, like, he gets his content that he wants, and I get better with what I'm trying to do.
Everybody wins. Dude, great, man. The last video we just dropped, it's actually on my Facebook page, just collaboration I did with one of the artists, Glow. It's called Tu y Yo, and we did a little short to my verse system. I came out fire, bro. So, yeah, man. Y'all check out, y'all looking for mini videos or music videos? Hit up QB Media, man.
Glow, another
artist we haven't had on. We had him a long while back, but that's good, man. You know, I want to say thank you, first of all, for coming out and joining us. I know it was a short notice. I know it's like we're gonna go with some y'all went to go visit one of our sponsors. Shout out to Buzz Bull Creamery.
Oh yeah,
yeah, man. What did you think of the ice cream, bro? Oh my gosh.
You got ice cream?
What did you think, bro? What do you think of the mixed fusion, bro? I mean, honestly, what did you think
that's
of the mixed fusion?
Bro, it's something different, man. I never tried something like that. And that's because I like to, if y'all check out my content on TikTok, I like to mix drinks and shit like that. But I've never tried ice cream infused like that. I recommend it. I had what's called strawberry shortcake, and they put strawberry vodka on it. God, man. Y'all try that.
Wow.
It's right here on Texas, yo, here in Westaco downtown. It's called a Buzz Bull Creamery. Y'all go check it out,
man. There you go, man. Big shout out to the sponsor, man. We appreciate her helping us out.
That strawberry vodka. It really picks up.
Yes, it does. We're gonna get her back on the podcast again. She's gonna come back, and I'm hoping she brings samples, man. For like last time, but hey,
she's gonna come back. We want the Irish from BD Wheaties to come back.
Yeah, that's another of our old sponsors, BD Wheaties. Big shout out to Irish, man. She's watching. I know next week, I believe it's next week, we have a gentleman who reached out to me. Let me get you right here. He was telling me that, hey, bro, how can I get on your podcast? It's going to be on the 29th. It's called Glizzy's Food Hut. Oh. It's a hot dog place. He'll be in the podcast next week.
I'll make sure to bring my Coke.
He will be here next week, man. That's good. That should be a good one. Hopefully he comes in with a little bit of the Chicago dog. I hear the Chicago dog's really, really good.
That's the way to put it.
Yeah, the Chicago dog.
I'm not going to say it because I already know. Oh.
What do you say, buddy? What do you want? The foot long? Oh. and the week after that, we're going to have another open podcast today. I am going to fill that day up with somebody because somebody's been waiting in the wings to come on in. But on the 11th, hold on, give me one second. On the 19th, We have Anthony Tyler Quinn on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Right. Anthony Tyler Quinn Mr. Turner from Boy Meets World. He will be video recording live with us here on the Tune In Podcast. So tune in for the 19th on that.
I'm about that, dude.
We're going to have so many
that's going to be on a Tuesday. And then the same week, on the 21st, we have Pete Capella, the official voice actor for Silver Sonic from all the Sonic the Hedgehog games. He will be on the podcast with us too. So that's going to be an interesting one, guys. Tune in for those. Don't keep those markers on your calendar, the 19th and the 21st.
They're scheduled to appear.
On video. And we might.
Next month, man. Haley?
What? Aerosmith. We have Aerosmith on the show. No, you smile every time you say that, buddy. I know I've had a couple of people ask me if they can join in the podcast just to sit and watch. I might have a availability so you can sit down and watch the full interview in person with us here on video if you like.
We'll set up a viewing window now that we have an actual
video. Yeah, and actually it's that small window. It'll be back there. No, it's actually going to be probably a little conference room we'll try to reserve out and have you guys come in so we can sit out there so we can watch the whole on a big, nice screen TV so everybody can watch the interview that happens here on the Tune In Podcast. Guys, we are 48 minutes into the podcast, man. Yeah. Great episode. WC, before we head out, man, give us your social medias, man, where they can reach out to you, where they can see your stuff or upcoming events that you have coming up on your side of the woods.
Yeah, well, definitely, bro. So first of all, I do want to thank everybody once again who tuned in, all the comments coming in. Thank you all so much for the support. Chunu, Squid, you know, everybody out there, man, and who's supporting the music. Muchas gracias. On my social media, y'all make sure y'all follow me, WC956 on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. I don't have Twitter. MocoSpace.
my OnlyFans. hey. That's where I'm laying in bed with a dolphin.
I'll give myself room. Fuck you. I can't hide that shit. that's all my social media. Y'all make sure y'all check out the latest. We have a lot coming up, a lot of new music. I do have the upcoming event here with Ruby Ann. We've been doing a lot of shows with her with this song that y'all are going to hear in a bit. But we're going to be in Bronzeville next week, Thursday the 29th at Sombrero Fest, featuring the Los Carnales, man. It's going to be crazy. Mm-hmm. And then on March 1st and 2nd, we're going to be part of the Chavo Day Parade. So y'all catch Ruby Ann's float. I'm going to be on there. We're going to be performing for the whole city of Bronzeville. So I'm excited. Y'all going to get a lot of content out of there. So y'all check us out, man. Y'all come out. The link's on BetterFest.com. Go get your tickets. The pre-sale already rolling. So y'all go ahead and get that, man. So y'all hope to see you guys out there.
Some BetterFest sells out pretty quick, too.
So yeah.
That'd be crazy.
Get on that.
Yeah, man. And like I said, again, thank you for coming out, man. I appreciate it on the short notice of showing up with us here. Thanks to you, too, Chris. guys, I appreciate every single one of you tuning into the podcast, man. Like I said, tune in next week. We got something to be cooking up for next week with Glizzy's. I mean, hopefully, like I said, he brings some hot dogs in here. It'll be something interesting to look taste. Hopefully, but like I said, tune in next week so we can have a great old jolly time, man. I appreciate every single one of you tuning in like you do. We will see you next week, same time, same Facebook, YouTube. By the way, Twitch. Now we're on Twitch also, and also Twitter. So I appreciate it. Yeah, there you go. It's the he's on Twitch right now as we speak. That's called a seizure, bro. But anyways, guys, I appreciate you guys coming out. Thank once again, WC man, Quez. Thank you for coming by. Chew like always. Any last words?
McSweeney.
Let everybody out there know the video I'm gonna watch right now.
Yeah,
Ruby Ann featuring WC Adams Mio, the remix. Y'all go run that up, man. Much love.
All right, man. And like I said, thank you again, once again, guys. And we will see you next week. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Laters, Gators! Peace out, guys. Bye, bye.
Yo sé que lo noto y no pude evitar. Deja de mirarlo y me hizo Él me invitó a salir a bailar. Un perreíto de ese bien anormal. Cuando me fui, él me mandó buscar. Y yo no pude no decirle que no. Él me escribió y me dijo a mí que le gustaban todas mis canciones. Y yo le dije, ay Dios mío, qué rico, Dios mío.
Esa cadera, y aquí más llegamos con la cumbia solidera. Y lento, acércate un poquito, dale lento. Juntos disfrutamos el momento. Así que se descontrole, controle, y porque te enamore.
Pegaditos quiero llevar, pegaditos quiero bailar. Que tu cuerpo a mí me hable, así que diga, ay Dios mío, ay Dios mío.